Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Hey there, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. You are listening to episode number 63. Some of you guys know I share my home with my family. My grown son, his daughter, a 4-year-old granddaughter, 8-month-old grandson, and that can be challenging sometimes when it comes to recording podcast interviews, recording these intros and closings, running webinars, doing coaching programs. You never know what you're going to hear in the background, so I try to take advantage of quiet moments every time I get the chance, but if you hear something in the background, you'll know why. I'm so excited to have you meet yet another co-author on the Get Past Your Shit book project. Up next, Kirsten Womack. Let's go. Hey, everybody. I'm joined now by my next guest, Kirsten Womack from movewithmack.com. Hi, Kirsten.
Hey.
Kirsten, you've been living in an RV full time for how long now?
Well, it's been since July, so just a couple months, but it's getting ready to be more permanent as of October 8th. Our lease is done.
Oh my gosh. October 8th. What an auspicious day.
Yes. Yes. Isn't it?
October 8th also being the launch day for the book project.
Exactly. When I looked at the lease, I'm like, oh, okay, this is all meant to be.
Yep. Well, Kirsten, for people in my community who have never met you, what do you want them to know about you?
Oh, wow. So what I want people to know about me is that I'm a forever encourager of others and myself. And I just feel it's just okay to be who you are. That's the main thing I want people to know about me. I'm just me, and I'm okay with being who I am. And I want them to be okay with being who they are.
Aw, wouldn't that be wonderful if everyone was?
Yes. It really would be, but you know, sometimes it's just hard. You know, we got things that we can't let go of, or things that's happened to us that hang on to us and cause us to act and perform in a certain way. And sometimes it's hard to get over and just be who we are.
Yep. We grow up in a world. It's a good, good world. I'm grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up in a country that has societal expectations, and we go to school and we learn important things about raising your hand and standing in line and who's popular and who's not and all that good stuff, you know, just being facetious now, but we get programmed.
Yes.
To judge ourselves.
Yes. And we are our own worst enemy when it comes to it.
So to come to a point in life where you can just say, you know what, I like me. I'm good with me. Well, it's to be acknowledged and celebrated.
Yes.
Really.
Yes. Because it's not anything that happened overnight for me. It took time. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad that I took the time to do it, that I took the time for myself to work on self, to be okay with self. It was just worth it. So all that I've went through and gone through and tried to hide and run from, all that's over. It is what it is, as they say. That's a saying I really don't like, but it's appropriate for that.
it's interesting. So yeah, I don't really love the it is what it is statement either, but there's this Buddhist phrase that I picked up on listening to a book this year, and it's shorter and simpler, and it says this too.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I like that better.
Like,
yes.
And so when somebody runs into something they don't like and someone says it is what it is, I feel like they're saying, well, you've got to put up with it. There's nothing you can do.
Right.
And then that just makes me feel really resistant.
Mm-hmm.
But when I walk into a situation that is not optimal and I go, okay, this too, meaning it is here.
Right.
And I will handle it.
Right. The two is encouraging.
Yeah. Yeah. This too. Oh my gosh. Sorry. We could.
I like that too. Yeah. Because it just is what it is. That last is like, ooh. But this too is more upbeat and more promising.
If you go through life in constant resistance to what is around you, then you might just be angry, uptight, frustrated. And that's not creating the life that you want.
Most definitely is not. Most definitely is not. And, you know, but again, that's all things that back to that programming that you talked about.
Yeah.
You know, it starts young.
Yeah.
Don't touch that. I wonder how many times a baby hears don't in its early years or stop, right? So that's when it all starts.
It does. I have a 8-month-old grandbaby. Oh my gosh, he turned 8 months old yesterday. He's crawling all over. He's pulling himself up on everything. He's zoom, zoom, zooming. And compared to when I was raising my own son, I don't say no unless I have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's when I was raising my son, I thought that I was being a good parent to be like, no, 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 no.
Right.
As opposed to like, what are you going to do with this? Like, for sure, protecting my grandson from danger. But exploration and maybe even like the toughest part is letting him learn the hard way.
Yes.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I get that. Because you don't want them to hurt themselves, but you do want them to learn the lesson.
Right. Right. I was thinking, so I know for sure that I've heard my grandson bonk his head more times in a month than my son did in 6 months. And it's because I hovered and protected.
Right.
Constantly. And I'm so noticing it that when we don't hover and protect too much, God darn, they just seem to learn lessons faster.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah, I wouldn't let him crawl off a cliff, but I'll let him experience a little gravity.
Right, exactly.
Kirsten, everything I do at Love People and Make Money is about content marketing and community building. So when you think about the content marketing you're doing with Move with Mac, what are you most excited about?
I am most excited about the pure, I'm not sure what the word I'm trying to find is, but the sharing of it. Like the being able to just share all that I'm doing. I get real excited. Like we had a video come out today and I was just so excited this morning for it to come out for other people to see. So the thing that shares me, that stirs me or gives me the most energy or the most joy, the thing that I like most about the content, it's not the, well, it is making the content because we're doing a lot of fun things that I'm sharing, that I'm putting together and sharing with people. It's the actual experience of the sharing of it and letting other people see what we're doing.
That just really excites me.
Say that one more time.
Connecting with the community.
Yes. Yes. And just allowing others just to see that there's all types of things out there in the world and all types of possibilities. That's just waiting for them. It's just, yeah. The opportunities are out there. They're just waiting for you. You just have to take that leap.
Kirsten, you are one of the co-authors in the book project, Get Past Your Shit. And you are chapter 10, Releasing More Than Weight. Why were you a yes to being part of the book project?
Because at first I was like, oh, I don't know. Like most people, people don't want to really hear my story. And then I was like, well, wait a minute. Yes, they do. This could really help somebody. What I've gone through and what I've gotten past, it could help. If it helps one person, hey, I'm happy and satisfied, because it's basically, that's what life is all about, right? You know, lifting others up, giving others opportunities and just being a leader and showing the way to others. So this was the perfect time, even though I was hesitant at first, but I'm very happy that I said yes to it.
I wonder how many people heard me share about the book project and ego, like all that dust field programming, said nobody wants to hear my story, and right, then stopped there.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome that you lean back in.
Right. And you know, I thought about it and I thought about it and I thought about it, and had I not connected with you again on it, I probably just would have turned around and went the other way. Man, that's fear.
I'm so glad you're in, Kirsten.
Me too. You know, that fear of sharing, the fear of telling, the fear of, and it makes no sense. People need to hear it.
Yeah.
It's going to help somebody.
There's a phenomena that I coined the share hangover, where this often happens with women. They get together in a group and everyone starts talking, and you know, somebody ends up sharing something really deep, and then the next morning they wake up and they're like, oh, did I really tell everyone that?
Yes.
And the share hangover usually involves running and hiding from the people you shared with. Like you can't like when you wake up in the morning, it's not, you doubt whether or not they could handle hearing your story. Are they going to treat me fragile now? Mm. Or are they going to judge me? Are they going to throw this back in my face later? Like, that's what the share hangover is all about, is this fear of all of the ramifications of being willing to tell your story. It takes a lot of guts to say yes.
It does. And you know, in the long run too, Kelly, all of that, are they going to treat me different and all of that? None of that really matters.
Yeah.
It just really does not matter.
Yep. In AA, one of the really common saying shared is like, it's none of your business what other people think.
Right.
That resonates with me. What was it like for you working with our story coach, Karen Crompton?
Wonderful. Karen is awesome. She really helped me put it all, because I can go on and on for hours once I get on a roll. So she was able to like ring me back and bring me around and get me focused, and very helpful, very, very helpful. I'm so happy that she was part of the project as well.
Have you got books in your hands yet?
I'm actually, the box is, I'm here at my sister's and the box is sitting there waiting to be opened, but I'm going to wait.
You've got more resistance than most people.
I'm going to wait because I'm going to do an open reveal. So I'm going to just let them sit there. Now, had they been at my house, I don't know if I would have been able to, but we just got here today. So yeah. I've only had access to them for about 2 hours. So hopefully I can make it the rest of the time.
When I think about somebody reading all the stories, and I know that readers are going to resonate with some authors more than others. And when you think about the reader who is resonating with you, what do you really want for them?
Freedom. Freedom to be who they are. Freedom to move on from where they've been and where they're trying to go. And just happiness, to feel happy about everything in life every day. Now, I know that sounds woo-woo and fairy tale-ish, but the more time you spend in your happy place, the happier you become. Even when things are like things that kind of can set me off now, which is not a whole lot, but when they do, it's not like it was in my past. I have my moment and then I move on. And I let myself have that moment, and then I let myself move on from it. And that just feels wonderful. And I want people to be able to do that themselves, to have a moment, to have a thing, and then experience it, and then let it go.
Yeah.
We hold on to those stories. Drags you down.
Yeah.
Keeps you up at night.
What you just said about the more time you can spend in your happy place is so much more meaningful than I think most people would hear the first time. But Kristen, did you read The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks?
No.
I think you would really enjoy it.
Okay.
One of the questions he asks early on in the book is, are you willing to be happier more? Because he proposes the idea that we have a thermostat on how happy and fulfilled and healthy and wealthy we are willing to be. And that thermostat, it's part of our shit. Like the fears, the insecurities, the history, the stories. That thermostat setting says, I can be happy this much, but no more. And if you have a day where you're just like having a really good time, you'll be like, oh, this is too good. I better think about something unhappy for a little while to bring my thermostat back down. Brené Brown refers to this thing of foreboding joy. Like things are too good. Something bad's probably going to happen. Like there's, so to say the more time you can spend in your happy place, the better. It's so freaking true.
It is. It really is.
You too.
It feels good. And it just allows you to be able to handle things so much better because you're not going into every situation with this sense of aggravation and agitation already. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes people operate in a mode of, I don't want to call it anger because they're not really angry, but they're just on edge and just ready to snap at any moment. Mm-hmm. When you're in your happy place, that disappears.
So
go ahead.
Let's get actionable with that thought. So, mm-hmm. so something happens, like maybe there's some news or some situation that's grabbed your attention and it's made you feel angry or anxious and overwhelmed. And there's nothing you can do about it. Maybe it has an effect on someone close to you. So it's personal, damn it. And you want to respond to it differently. Like, how do you get back to that even space?
Simply by stopping. Just stopping and just really challenging myself. Is this really like worth getting bent about? Is it really worth possibly offending another or just getting myself blood pressure up and getting out of sorts? And then making a choice to either, yeah, I want to be mad about it, or no, I want to be happy about this, or not necessarily happy about it, but I'm not going to let this pull me down and suck me into a place where I don't want to be.
Right.
And so just slowing down sometimes and just challenging yourself and making choices.
When it does matter, when it, like I heard just this sass when you said, yeah, I want to be mad about it. There are things that really do matter. That are really worth. It's so my friend Bellany DeShong said, she blew my mind once several years ago when she said, something can really matter and you still not be upset. Like the state of being upset is a choice.
Yeah.
And I thought, you're crazy. Because if it matters, of course I'm upset. But she's brilliant. And of course she's absolutely true. And it might blow some of my listeners' minds, the idea that something could matter a lot and you still not be upset, meaning you fully hold that this matters. I do not like it. I feel anger. I feel outrage.
Right.
And I am in control of my state. And so I'm stepping back to say, what can I do? What do I want to do? How do I want to respond? Not from a place of upset.
Right. And that's so key, Kelly, because there are things that are important. There are things that you do want to be mad about, but in the long run, those things can be few and far between if you allow them to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kirsten, thank you so much for spending time with me today, sharing with you from your life. Thank you for being part of the book project.
Thank you for letting me be part of the book project. I'm so excited about it. And I'm digging on that color because of the cover, because that's one of the new colors I've been using. So it's like, this is aligning. October 8th, the colors, just everything.
I love the cover, the color of the book as well. You know, my hair used to be this color.
Yes.
I am not coloring my hair again. Somebody asked me if I was going to color my hair to match the book. I'm like, no. I'm actually quite happy with my silver right now.
Good. I love mine.
Oh, gosh. Kirsten, thanks again. Say hello to Mac for me.
I sure will. You have an awesome day, Kelly, and thank you so much.
Hey there, wrapping up this episode number 63 of Love, People, and Make Money. I'm here to tell you where to get your copy of the book. Go to getpastyourshit.com. The link is there, takes you over to Amazon. The Kindle copy is only $2.99. After you get your copy, come back to the website. Drop your name and email in the box to get access to the group coaching intensive, which is 6 session running in November. If you're listening to this later, you're not too late. The whole thing is going to be available as a self-study resource for ages to come, because it's going to be that awesome, that good, and I want everybody to participate. That's getpastyourshit.com. Thanks for spending time with me today. I've got one more co-author to interview. See you in that next one.